Huh? So the second lecture will kindly sit down. Speaking in English, the last majority.
I am actually recorded on the morning of the 22nd, December 1970,
India. Hito dharma, jadharma asta viparjaya, vira, narayama kata, sambhu, riti, susu. So, we are speaking this verse, this ceremony. So, Vedo Narayana Shastra. that is to be understood why Vedas are given so much importance. Here it is explained that Veda means directly Narayana. Why? Because Narayana is absolute. God is absolute. Therefore, the words of God are also God. You cannot make any differentiation. Shastra, directly. This is to be understood. That God, His form, His quality, His pastime, His entourage, everything of God is God. Even sometimes, quite sometimes, always, the devotee of God is also God. Just like we chanted this mantra, Sastad Haritena Samasta Shastri. That in every scripture, the spiritual master is identified as directly God. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, not that any sectarian shastra, but all shastra, all scriptures, they admit that the spiritual master is God. That Sakshadharitena Samasta Shastri Rukta. It is said, it is mentioned, authoritative shastra, actually bona fide shastra, it is said, Sakshadharitena Samasta Shastri Rukta. It is said, and Sakshadharitena Samasta Shastri Rukta Tathastu Bhavata Eva Sadhi. And that is accepted by all Sikh followers of transcendental science. Not that somebody admits or somebody does not admit. No, everyone. Sadhi, Sadhi, by the transcendentalists. Those who are actually making progress in transcendental science, and those whose objective is to reach the Supreme, they are this. Then again, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Hintu Pravodja Priyayivata. Why the spiritual master should be accepted directly as Narayana and God? The Mahavad philosophers, they say, yes, spiritual master is God. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. No, that is rectified. Everyone is not God. God is God. And living entities are living entities. In the Veda, it is Nitya, Nityanam, Chetanam, Chetanam. He is the prime entity of all entities. So there cannot be two gods, one God. As such, if God is one, there cannot be two religions. Because religion means to understand God, to love God. That is it. And religion means the words of God, just as it is said. So why there should be two religions? There cannot be two religions. There may be some difference according to climate, country, population. There may be some difference in the execution of religion. But on principle, there cannot be two religions. Because God is one. And religion means the words of God. Now there can be two religions. We have made 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 increasing the number of religions. Just like in New York, we have seen the United Nations organization. It is said that united, but there are thousands of lives. Disunion. Because actually they do not want to unite. It is a farce that they have made a United Nations organization. Nobody wants to unite. In the material world, how there can be unity? That is not possible. Material world means everyone wants to enjoy the satisfaction, self-gratification. That is material world. So you want to satisfy your senses, I want to satisfy my senses, therefore there is struggle. Or this man is enjoying so much, I am unable, even brother to brother, envious. This brother has received so much money, he is enjoying, envious. That is material, envy. To be anywhere. Therefore the science of God is for persons who are not anywhere. That is religion. Bhagavad, in the Bhagavad is fine in the beginning, it says, dharma prodhita koritava atra parama nirmasaranam satam. Here, the religion of Bhagavad is not a speaking religion. Koita means speaking. Speaking. And Siddhartha Swami has commented on the statement, Koitava. He says that atra mokkhavansa pajyantam nirattam. Anyone who is trying to become liberated or merge into the existence of God, that is also sisi. Niratam. That is also nullifier. Niratam. Why a person who is trying to be merged into the existence of God gains those who are philosophically advancing, they are called gains. That idea is that because I am Brahma, God is also Brahma, therefore as soon as I am free from Maya, I become one with God. In one sense, it is all right, because God and the living entity, they are of the same quality. As it is said in the Veda, nitya nityanam. There are millions and trillions of nitya, eternal. So God is the chief eternal. Therefore quality, eternity is there, both for the living entity and God. Nitya nityanam. Chetana chetananam. Knowledge. Sense, chetanata, life, activity. God is also active, the living entities are also active. But his actions and my actions are not comparable. Just like God is creator, I am also creator. But in this way I am one. I have got creative power. God has also creative power. But God creates innumerable universes. So you can create a motor car, that's all. No more. Or atom more to kill. You cannot create a planet. You can create a Sputnik with great difficulty. It flies in the sky. But God created innumerable planets. They are floating without any machine. Still the rascal says there is no God. I am God. You do like God, then you become God. What you have done like God? You have created a toy flying in the sky. Therefore, you are so much proud that you compare yourself with God. This is called demand. Unnecessary, without any authority. When a man claims that I am God, that is demand. So just like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan was material very much powerful. But he defied Rama. What is Rama? I am more than that. I shall kidnap his wife. And I shall enjoy. And this is Ravan. Ravan's spirit. Sita. Sita is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is a goddess of fortune. God is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And goddess of fortune is under his control. Lakshmi, Sahasra, Sata, Sambrama, Sebhama, thousands and millions of goddesses of fortune are serving the Supreme Lord. And I am thinking that God has become poor, Daridra. Daridra Narayan. What does Narayan, his so great authority that he works and accepted as Vedic truth, and he has become Daridra. These are all demonic declarations. The sincere, though the actual followers of Veda, they should understand that there is no difference between the Lord and His word. Absolutely. We read Bhagavad Gita, the words of Krishna, then how we can change the meaning of Gita? When it is spoken by Lord, does it mean that I am greater than the Lord? Krishna left something to be told by some rascal later on. Is that the meaning of Bhagavad Gita? Then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? If the meaning was to be corrected and commented by a conditioned soul, then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Then what is the necessity of reading Bhagavad Gita? Simply because it is written in Sanskrit? No. That is not the fact. The words of Bhagavad Gita are Krishna. That should be taken into consideration. That is real reading of Bhagavad Gita. And if we read Bhagavad Gita, according to my whim, I like some stanza, I get it, and other stanza, I give up. That is not reading of Bhagavad Gita. You have to take everything for it. Just like Arjuna says, to have taken Bhagavad Gita, as it is, he says, Sarvamayitam vitangamanne, jatvadasi si kava. My dear Lord, he approached you as friend. My dear Krishna, whatever you have spoken, I accept in total. There is no question of eliminating this change and that change. I accept them, selected. And I become a student of Bhagavad Gita, authority of Bhagavad Gita. No. That is not authority of Bhagavad Gita. You have to accept. And then it is. Similarly, Vedas, as I gave you the example, that in the Vedas you will find a stool are considered as impure, stool of animals. But Vedas says that this stool, the cow stool, is pure. So there is no argument. Once you say that stool of animal is impure, and another time you say that this stool is pure. Once you say that all bones of animals are impure, again you say that sankha, concept, this is also bone of an animal, you say it is pure. Thus, there cannot be any argument. Veda says, this is this, this is that, we have to accept it. That is the calling of religion. Dharmam sukhata bhagavat pranita. And Veda sukhata, Veda narayana sukhata, Sayambhu. Sayambhu iti sikshu. Sayambhu. Sayambhu means, which is not created by any man. Just like Brahma is sometimes called Sayambhu, his another name is Sayambhu. Sayambhu means he was not created by father and mother. Father and mother, ordinarily a living entity takes birth by the combination of father and mother. But Brahma is called Sayambhu because he is not created by father and mother. Then again, you can argue that Brahma was created by Garbhuda Kai Vishnu. So he is his father. But the argument can be defied that although he is his father, but he was not born of a mother. That is all powerful. Krishna, Narayana, Vishnu. We have seen the picture that Narayana is lying down on the water of Garbhuda Uda, and Lakshmi is massaging his lotus feet, and Brahma in a lotus flower is born. So, generally, when a father begets a son, he takes the advantage of his wife, or help of his wife. But here, Garbhuda Kai Vishnu, although his wife is present, he did not take the assistance of the wife. A lotus sprouted from his gallant, and there was Brahma. That is all part. Generally, we understand that whenever there is birth, the man and woman must combine. But that is for ordinary entities or in this material world. And that is not possible in the case of God or Vishnu. Therefore, he is called Sarvasaktiman, all part. He can do anything, whatever he likes. In the Brahma Sangita, as he stated, Angani Jasta Sakalyan Vijavishimanti Pashanti Panti Talayanti Sirang Jagan. So we have to take the help of Vedic literature. Then we understand what is God. Angani Jasta Sakalyan Vijavishimanti. The limbs of Krishna or God has got the potency of all other limbs. That's right. With eyes you can see only. But Krishna, or God, can eat also with eyes. With ears, we simply hear. But just like this navel, the navel has got some purpose. But Krishna can beget, Narayana can beget a child also, Brahma. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Sangani Jasta Thapalindriya Vishimanti. All the potencies of all other beings can be found in while it is closed. But others who are outside, they are closed. It can be open, you can ask them to talk. So, Siddhar Swami says, Devena Pramihita Vijita Dharma Devena Pramihita Vijita Dharma Nata Veda Pramantha Pata Veda Pramantha Vittatha. So, whenever you access some real, you have to corroborate with the words of the Vedas. Then that is real. Veda means knowledge. The knowledge, not ordinary knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Why Vedas knowledge accepted so rigidly? It is already said, Sakshat Narayan, because it's spoken by, in the words of Narayan, there are no deficiencies. In the words of conditioned soul, there are so many deficiencies. Why? The deficiencies are that Brahm, any conditioned soul, however great he may be, he must commit mistakes. That is one of the deficiencies. In this material world, however great one may be in the explanation of the general populace, he is not above committing mistakes. To every human, as he says, he commits mistakes. From pramad, and pramad means to accept something as something, something else. Just like the most civilized scholar, he also accepts that this body is his self. There is no soul other. There are many scholars. They do not accept that there is soul differently. This body is everything. That is called pramat. Dhom pramat vipraliksha. Vipraliksha means sitting. Every condition soul has a seeking preference for my purpose, to fulfill my purpose. I say something to you which is not beneficial to you, but still I impress that this is right. That is called seeking. And paranapa. Paran means the senses. The senses are also imperfect. I am seeing the sun daily with my eyes, but still I have no full knowledge of the sun because my eyes are imperfect. If there is any sound up there, I inquire, what is this sound? Why is he trying so much? What is that?
Telephone.
Huh? Telephone. Huh? Yes. Oh, telephone. That's all. So Siddhartha says that Vedena Pramihita Vihita Dharma such a Veda Pramanaka Vishasa. Unless it is verified by the words of the Vedas, that cannot be accepted as authoritative. Anena, jo Veda Pramanaka sa dharma. Now it is concluded that anything which is supported by the Vedic injunction, that is dharma. Sa dharma, jo dharma na Veda Pramanaka, and any dharma which is not corroborated by the Vedas. That is not dharma. That is not accepted as religion. It is sarupa pramananta uttam. So that is the characteristic of dharma, sarupa. If you want to understand what is dharma, then the test should be whether it is corroborated by the Veda. Then it is dharma. Otherwise, it is. Now, the question may be that the Indians or the followers of the Vedas, now it has become so, actually, the followers of Vedas are everyone. Every human being is a follower of Vedas. Because the history of all other religions, they are all recent. 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000 years. But you cannot trace out the history of the Vedic religion. So, from historical point of view, suppose one religion is current for the last 3,000 years, then what was their condition before 3,000 years? So the natural conclusion is, as there was no such religion 3,000 years, and the Vedic religion has no history, it is coming from time immemorial. That was the religion. Take for example in India. 20 years before there was no Pakistan. But now there is Pakistan. Under circumstances, the religious principle has changed. But originally, every human being on this planet was following the Vedic religion. And another sense, everyone is following the Vedic religion. If it is religion, how? In the Bhagavad Gita, I find that Veda is the Sarvai Ahameva Vedyam. Sarvam Vedam. All Vedas means originally there was one way, Rig Veda. Or somebody says Atharva Veda. Then later on it was divided into four. Rig, Sam, Yoju, Atharva. Then from the Vedic injunction, then it was summarized, which is called Vedanta. Summarized in sutras, Janma Dasya Jata, Patata Brahma Jijyasa. In the sutra, there are so many. Then the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, they are also Vedic. Then they are explained further for ordinary men, the Puranas, they are also Vedas. Then it was further spread by Mahabharata. So that is also Veda. Nama, that is also Veda. So any scripture, any literature, transcendental literature, whose aim is to understand God, that is Veda. Therefore, anyone who is searching after the Supreme Lord, he is following the Vedic. This is another concept. The searching process may be different according to the country, climate. But if the ultimate goal is God, then that is accepted as you. That's like Christian religion. Christian religion, they are also searching after God. Lord Jesus Christ advising, be lover of God. He presents himself as son of God. The Mohammedan, Muhammad, he also presented himself as servant of God. In this way, everyone is accepting. Or if anyone is accepting God as the ultimate goal of religious process, that is also daily. Because Krishna says, Veda is the Sarvai Aham, as a godless scripture, that is not accepted as religion. Therefore, in India, although Lord Buddha appeared in India, he was a Kshatriya and he started some religious principles. It is not accepted because it is not Buddha religion. There is no acceptance of God or soul. These are some of the points. But Sri Bhagavat says that although in the Buddha religion there is no mention of worshipping God, but Lord Buddha is himself incarnation of God. And induced his followers to worship him. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said that he defeated the atheists. The atheists were against God. He appeared before them. He said, yes, you are right. You don't worship God, you worship me. And he is incarnational. Keshavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadita. He is accepted in the Vedic literature as incarnation of God. But he says that there is no God, you worship me, you follow me. Because his principle was to stop animality. Sadaya ridaya darsita pasu ghata. God became very much compassionate when people were too much addicted in killing animals unnecessarily. He appears as Lord Buddha. Sadaya ridaya darsita pasu ghatam. Pasu ghatam. Pasu ghatam means we are being implicated in innumerable sinful activities by this process. Therefore God wants you to dadagadai dhanmasadglani bhavati. In the name of religion, they were killing so many animals. Therefore, to stop this nonsense, he appears. And he declined to accept the Vedic principles because there is no other way to stop. If he would have accepted Vedic principles, then these animal killers would have shown it, evidences. Then it is Vedas, there is mention of animal killing in the sacrifice. But he wanted to stop completely animal killing, so therefore he adopted a new type of religion. But those who are followers of Vedic religion, they did not accept, because that is not religion, because it is against the Veda. These are the principles. Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya, after Buddha, his holiness, Shankaracharya appeared. So drive away Buddhism and establish again Vedic religion, but that Vedic religion being impersonal, that is also not Vedic religion. That is also another thing. The God is personal. Nitya Nityana. Nityana. So many living entities, every world is personal. How God can be impersonal? If God is the Supreme Father. If you are a person, then how your father can be imperfect? So that is imperfect knowledge. When you speak of God as impersonal, that is imperfect knowledge. Vadanti tat tattavidas satyam jadjyanam adhyam Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan is the subject. The absolute truth is presented in three different phases. One is Brahma, impersonal Brahma. Another is localized Paramatma. And another is the Supreme Personality of God. So we shall discuss again next morning.
I'm sorry, Peter. Can you ask for a new kind of religion? A Sanskrit with two followers of Vedic, but even not a question. Does that mean that there are still people who are following
Yes, Lord Buddha was patronized by the devious emperor, Ashoka. And anything patronized by the state, the Buddha was very popular. Jadjada Sarati Sresha Lokasad Anuvarsate. So, Lord Buddha converted Ashoka, Emperor Ashoka, to this religion, therefore whole India became Buddhist. And later on, when Buddhism was driven out of India, the Jainism and similar other religious principles became visible. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, Lord Buddha. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma is also Vedic religion. But they stress especially on Ahimsa. In the Bhagavad Gita you find Amanittam, Adhamvittam, Ahimsa, Kanti, Adhabam. These are the different states of, I would say, progressing in knowledge and religion. The first thing is Amanittam. Amanittam means very humble. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches. Sinadati Suniti. Just become humbler than the straw in the street or grass. That is, to become religious means to Lord Jesus Christ also. He talks like that. The humble and meek. He'll attain the kingdom of God, is not? Yes, like that.
So the greatest amongst you shall be the last.
Yes.
And the servant of all.
So, this is what our saying in the Bhagavad Gita. Amanistam, Adambistam. No, false pride. Then Ahimsa. Unless one is prideless, unless one is humble, it is not possible to become non-violent. So this non-violence is also there, the Vaishnava. They automatically, they don't encourage animal killing. So every religion, the highest principle of any religion is there in Vaishnavism or the followers of Krishna consciousness. Any best thing in any religion is fine in Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is perfect. Buddha religion teaches Ahimsa, the Krishna consciousness with love Ahimsa. Lord Jesus teaches love of God, they are the best lovers of God. And Hindu religion teaches liberation, as soon as they become Krishna consciousness, immediately they are liberated. Immediately, instantly. There is no question of asking for liberation. Vilamamar Thakur says, liberation means, what is that? Liberation from this material hankering. And what is that material hankering? To satisfy the senses. So these devotees, they are not for satisfying their senses. They are simply trying to satisfy Krishna. Krishna says that, Sarva dharmān paritya mām ekam saraṇam vraja. they are determined to preach this time that you surrender to Krishna. Therefore they are actually dependent on your Krishna. Only yearly gathering. So far liberation is concerned, there is so far ahimsa, non-violence, there is so far love of God is there is. So combination of Hindu religion, Muslim religion, and Muslims also, they also say that Banda, they also pray in the mosque. I do not know, of course, all other religions, these principles which I know. They also accept Allah Akbar. God is great. We are all Banda, our servants. So that is also Vaishnavism, that is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is great. So any highest principle of religion, in any religion of the world, itself, this is the summarization of all religions, Krishna consciousness. And that is accepted by Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Purusha Paro Dharma, Jato Bhakti Adhokhati. That is what class religion. We teach us how to love God, how to learn to love God. That is Satya. Not the rituals, not the formulas. That is erroneous. Just like when a man is diseased, the physician prescribes so many that you don't do this, you do this, you take this medicine, you do that. That is according to the particular disease. But the real aim is to be cured from the disease. So any religion which teaches to be cured from the material disease of sex gratification and teaches love of God, that is what I say.
To say that Lord Buddha gave emphasis to Buddhism by converting the emperor Ashoka?
No. Lord Buddha personally did not come to Sanhari. Ashoka liked it, that's all.
But because of that, but that gave emphasis to the study of Buddhism.
That is natural.
Yeah.
State is our personal religion. Just like Christian religion spread in India because there are Christian. Garland. The Mohammedan religion spread because there's Mohammedan garland. And that is the natural. If the state is following a certain type of religion, then naturally, and that is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Jagjal Arati after the sea phrase. Just like in India, at least in Bengal, we have got the history that educated person, they saw that in Christian religion one can drink, one can eat meat. So why not become Christian? So the drunkards and meat eaters, they become Christian. Similarly, Mohammedans thought. They saw a clue to deviate from the Vedic principles and they turned themselves. Just like Aurangzeb enacted the Vidyata. Then all the Hindus will have to pay this tax. So the untouchables, because Hindus made these untouchables, so untouchables they thought, they said, why should I pay the tax? Better become Mohammedan. So many people there become converted into Mohammedan. So the state control anything. It is state. Now the state is secular, atheist. The people have become atheist. They are teaching to throw away these scriptures, to eat everything. What is the wrong in eating flesh, eating meat, eating chicken, they are advertising. Eggs are available here. When state supports, so people follow. Jab jada asalati, spesha, lokastat, sandhu vastate. Sada Pramanam Suvise. No, Itarasta. No, Sada Pramanam.
The Emperor Constantine, in Rome, when he became a Christian, that was the real beginning of Christian Europe.
Yes, because the whole Europe was under Roman Empire. Yes. That's
true.
Yes.
You know, the Constitution is a civil right that says that any religion can be practiced in the same way. You say that that's the rule for religion, that any religion can be practiced. Therefore, anything goes, and people become
atheists. Yes, don't you feel that your people are atheists?
Yes. Because they can do anything.
They are simply after wine and woman.
Yes.
So that is all of religion. That's why Mara said here, as soon as he saw that one man was trying to kill a cow, immediately he told him, "Who are you? You are killing a cow in my kingdom." So if the state does not take a step in maintaining religion, then religion will fall down. Just like a father, if he does not take a care of his son to be a man of character, he becomes a dwarf. That is natural. So, according to Vedic principles, the kings were very much highly trained to see how the people are advancing in their spiritual knowledge. That's why one king, he finally did natural devotion. There was law that he said that if I do not find any one of my citizens will fill up, then I shall punish him. So everyone out of that fear, they used to have this fill up. And they are looking all but now. Although they have no very much faith in Vishnu, but out of fear of the state order, they are having fill up. So sometimes authority order is accepted in that out of fear. I was thinking of doctor yourself. You are a little late today. Let us stop. Yes, tomorrow is the next.